As the 2025 federal election approaches, five candidates are confirmed to be running in the Yorkton, Melville riding, with individuals representing the Conservative, Green, Liberal, Libertarian and New Democratic parties, all vying for a seat as a member of Parliament. Valerie Brooks, Green Party. Valerie Brooks, courtesy Green Party of Canada. Brooks is a professional educator and holds a Master of Education degree with a thesis titled, Treaty Education and Reconciliation. Things non-Indigenous people should know but don't about Treaty 4, and is committed to helping people and organizations decolonize. Worried about the upward trend in divisive politicking, Brooks is committed to working towards implementing electoral reform with proportional representation. She served a 2-year term as a director holding the position of co-chair for Fair Vote Canada, a non-profit, non-partisan organization lobbying for electoral reform in Canada. Brooks wants all voters to feel that their vote counts and to be active participants in their democratic system. She believes that honest, collaborative, transparent work from elected representatives is the only way to reinstill trust in our democracy. According to Brooks's bio on greenparty.ca, read our interview with Brooks. Alec Guggenmose, Libertarian Party of Canada. Alec Guggenmose, courtesy Libertarian Party of Canada. Guggenmose is a 6-year resident of Yorkton, Melville, and is a lifelong prairie boy. Having gone to the Northern Alberta Institute of Technology, he currently works as a crew chief in the land surveying industry, spending much of his time working all around the riding. Guggenmose is an active member of his church, an avid sports fan, and is continuously trying to find more ways to be involved in both his community and the Canadian Liberty Movement. Guggenmose's main areas of focus for the 2025 election are fighting inflation with the abolition of deficit spending and the central bank, cutting the deficit immediately by cutting corporate welfare, the support of foreign wars, and other unnecessary forms of government spending, implementing free trade to get our local resources to the most profitable markets, ending provincial equalization, and election reform. According to Guggenmose's bio on libertarian.ca, read our interview with Guggenmose. Luc Guimond, Liberal Party of Canada. Luc Guimond, courtesy Liberal Party of Canada. Guimond grew up in Regina and attended Campion College at the University of Regina, where he received a BA honors in political science and a minor in French. Following this, Guimond attended the University of Ottawa, where he received a master's degree in political theory. After graduating, Guimond stayed in Ottawa and worked for MPP Lucille Collard before moving to work for MP Anthony Housefather. Over the past 2 years, he has worked in several ministers' offices, notably on the official languages file. Passionate about having Saskatchewan's voice heard in Ottawa, Guimond has worked hard to make sure that, despite not having an elected Liberal, Saskatchewan's interests have been defended and heard within government. He is running now in Yorkton, Melville to provide a strong, young, bilingual voice for Saskatchewan. According to Guimond's bio on liberal.ca, Michaela Krakowitz, New Democratic Party of Canada. Michaela Krakowitz, courtesy New Democratic Party. A proud advocate for individual choice and freedom, Krakowitz believes everyone deserves a voice and that every worker deserves a good life here. Krakowitz believes we already have the solutions to the affordability crisis and the impacts of Trump's tariffs. We just need the political courage to implement them. We can solve these problems without costing the average family. Born in Saskatoon and raised in Lindlaw, she is proudly of and for Saskatchewan. Krakowitz is ready to work hard for her community, and as your candidate she hopes to bring her passion and energy to fight for rural Saskatchewan in Ottawa. According to Krakowitz's bio on ndp.ca, Kathy Wigontal, Conservative Party of Canada. Kathy Wigontal, sasktoday.ca. Wigontal is the incumbent candidate, with this being her fourth time running in a federal election, having represented the constituency since 2015. It's an honor to have been the Member of Parliament first of all, and to have won three opportunities to represent the riding, and I'm just very passionate about it, she said when asked about her decision to run again. For 10 years, I've been in the official opposition and doing my best to represent the concerns, and I believe we make headway here and there, but to be able to be more engaged in actually seeing results for Canadians is really exciting for me. According to a recent interview with SaskToday.ca, read our interview with Wigontal. Riding history and redistribution. Yorkton. Melville has been a Conservative stronghold since 1993 when Gary Brightcrews won the race as a member of the Reform Party. Brightcrews was re-elected again in 1997. In 2000, Brightcrews ran under the banner of the Alliance Party and was re-elected. In 2003, Brightcrews ran under the Conservative Party of Canada and was once again re-elected. In 2015, he chose not to run for re-election. Prior to the Conservative dominance in the region, the NDP's Lorne Nystrom held the seat from 1968 to 1993. According to Elections Canada, the electoral district of Yorkton-Melville is located in the western region, covering a vast area of 45,608 square kilometers. With a population of 73,189, the district includes 53,432 registered electors. Major census subdivisions within this district include the municipalities of Yorkton, Melville, Esterhazy, and Kenora. With a large canola crushing presence in the riding, the tariffs from China on canola oil and seed is an issue of major importance to the area. Issues involving agriculture as well as affordability are also major issues for the electorate in Yorkton, Melville riding. With information from John Cairns.